and privately.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. One more spring-like day before the Arctic Express rolls back into town soon. Today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight and tomorrow through midday. High tomorrow in the 50s during the morning, then 44 by the afternoon as temperatures fall and it becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night, overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high 44, but the winds make it seem colder. 24 Sunday morning and Sunday's high barely in the low 40s. With all these weather changes, our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. From Montgomery Crime Mapping, yesterday a robbery of the 200 block of Ann Street. We know a gun was used. No further info from MPD. Two vehicle thefts yesterday, 5100 block of Sugar Pine Drive off Troy Highway and the 4300 block of Narrow Lane Road. An assault in the 3800 block of Liberty Square Drive. A gun was discharged into a vehicle or building, but no further word on what exactly happened from the MPD. Deedsville woman is facing multiple charges, including rape. She's admitted to having sex with a 13-year-old boy. Jennifer Rose Ingram, age 31, charged with three counts of rape, two counts of sodomy second, and one count of giving a controlled substance to a minor. And a brawl at Lee High School yesterday. Multiple police vehicles on the scene. Nine students arrested, as well as two parents. Charges are pending. Injuries were minor. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
A federal judge has blocked President Trump's order to end DACA.
Immigration raids at 7-Eleven stores nationwide.
The president talked to the leader of South Korea.
President Moon Jae-in said, "I extend my gratitude." The ultimate goal, he added, finding a diplomatic solution with Pyongyang.
Angry parents turned out for a school board meeting in Baltimore after teachers posted photos of students bundled up in freezing classrooms.
All of these issues
issues have been present for years.
More searching in Southern California after the flash flooding.
Coca-Cola says it's adding a slimmer 12-ounce Diet Coke can, refreshing the logo and offering four new flavors.
The Kenosha, Wisconsin School Board is making a transgender high school student who graduated last year $800,000 richer, settling Ash Whitaker's discrimination suit.
Stamford, Connecticut's removing gender pronouns from its written rules.
Indiana officials on the scene of a crash involving multiple tractor trailers.
Daryl Issa, who once chaired the House Oversight Panel and led its investigation of the Benghazi attack, joins 30 other House Republicans who've said this term will be their last.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
72 degrees outside. You know, on Saturday, tomorrow, is the low's going to be 28. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
Stock market is up to 148 points to 25,517, and I believe it bumped up on a new high today. Man, 72, and then it's going, we have this front coming through, and it's just going to plummet.
Yeah, that's why I brought still some warm, wet winter clothing. It was warm coming in, but man,
yeah, I think
crazy weather.
Yeah, I think it's going to hit about, let me see what time it's going to come through here. I noticed that Rich was kind of saying, you know, give or take some time for him. But it's, yeah, you're okay. You're okay. It's 72 now. It didn't start really. It drops down from 72 to 64 by 6 o'clock tonight. So this, okay. in a three-hour period, it's going to drop eight degrees. But then as this bad boy comes through here, it gets really bad tomorrow night.
Mm.
28 degrees is low. And then on Saturday, 22 degrees. Sunday, 24 degrees. Tuesday, next Tuesday, 19. Amendment day on that day. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We can get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You guys are tearing it up at Fresh Market. And I really appreciate it when you say some of the staff there that you're a Dan Morris Show listener, particularly the checkout or the back by the food, the meat counter. Those guys know me the best, without a doubt.
Oh, yes.
I've been trying to play around with different cheeses. I got the salmon and some cheese last night and put them together. I'm trying to pair, find that right pair in there. I'm getting close, but I got to keep trying.
Maybe some brie?
Well, I did the Gouda.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, that was really, really good. That was very good. Very reasonably priced, too, for the quality of cheese that was.
And I love you can get the fresh mozzarella there, the, like, ball. Oh, it's so
good. I got the feta there that's in the brine.
Yeah.
And you take it and you chop it up and put it on salad and stuff like that. I did that last night, too.
Man.
I know. That salmon, I just can't stay away from that stuff. That with a really good glass of wine is just absolutely outstanding.
They have some exotic things there near the cheese section that scare me, but I also, because they scare me, I want to try it.
Like what?
Foie gras.
Foie gras?
Yeah, it's like, but it's probably not the highest, you know, quality foie gras, but it's probably good, too. I don't know. I've never had foie gras. Fatty goose liver.
Fatty goose liver.
Yeah. Apparently, it's up there with, like, caviar and truffles and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I've had that before then. 272-9228. A reminder, Sweet Creek Farm Market is open to all callers. Believe it or not, we've only had two people that have said that they wanted in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing, which it will be tomorrow. So I would up that bad boy up and dial 272-9228, say something to us, and then ask to be put in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, because I tell you what, it is mighty, mighty good. Okay, we've got FISA 702, the 702 portion of FISA, got passed in the House. Now, this is Judge Napolitano. You guys know how much we respect Judge Napolitano. He's going to be talking about 702, and he's going to be talking about 702 kind of from a Dan and Joey perspective, let's say. Let's listen in.
A House lawmakers are set to vote on whether to renew a controversial surveillance program backed by the White House as a crucial measure in protecting all of us against terrorism. But Judge Napolitano says it puts the constitutional privacy rights of every American at risk. How do you explain that?
Well, it's a very dangerous program. Look, in the Nixon era, when President Nixon used the FBI and the CIA to spy on his political opponents, the response to that was FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which said no spying unless done through a warrant, except it permitted warrants for mass bulk spying, that is spying on huge numbers of people.
Which they do every day.
A zip code, an area code, a customer list. One of the warrants was for all customers of Verizon. Mm-hmm. That's 115 million people without any suspicion or allegations against any of them. That program is about to expire on January 19th. The president wants it renewed, but he wants it renewed even stronger. He wants it renewed so that if a conversation innocently picked up by domestic spies reveals a criminal act
unrelated to terrorism.
Correct. Totally unrelated to terrorism. That information can be used in the prosecution of the crime. That violates the whole purpose of the Fourth Amendment, which is to prevent suspicionless surveillance and to deny the use of that evidence to the police.
Okay. Now, that kind of shocked me when you said that. So I'm watching Paul Ryan talking about the 702, and they were asking, how about the president's tweet today?
Mm-hmm.
And the president did kind of two tweets. One, we don't need to have domestic surveillance.
Okay.
But we hear this, but we do need to re-up 702 for the international bad guys. Well, it turns out that what Judge Napolitano is talking about actually came from someone else within the administration. Let's have a show of hands of who we think that may be. Starts with a P.
Oh, Mr. Pompeo. CIA director.
So they only did 702, which is the international component to that. FISA's got a whole bunch of other things in it that's there. But that you do need to go get a warrant, and you do need to go get it from the FISA court concerning anybody that is dealing with foreign, that is talking people in the U.S. type thing. So, thankfully, that kind of got me a little bit better off with this. Let's go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, and I enjoy your show. I especially enjoy when you have President Reagan on, so I look forward to 12 o'clock to hear him.
Oh, wow. Just being able to hear a Reagan clip, huh?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
I like
and
that.
I want to be entered in on Sweet Creek.
You've got it, Gene. Do we have your month and day of birth?
Is it 126?
126.
Wow, somebody's got a birthday coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yes.
What are you going to do on your birthday, Gene?
Party, probably.
my kind of girl. I like that. Gene, I got your name in for the drawing, and thank you for the kind words.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Anita, how are you, my dear?
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I really enjoyed listening to your show.
Wow. Well, thank you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I work for the city of Montgomery. I'm on my lunch break right now. And
Mayor, did you hear that? She's on her lunch break right now. Do you mind me asking you what office you're in the city of Montgomery?
I work for the library system.
The library system, okay.
Yes. So I'm a book person.
I like that. So you work at one of the local libraries, but you don't want to tell us which one? You want to tell us which one?
Oh, Governor Square.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a fantastic supervisor.
Who may be listening. So how long have you been listening to the show, Anita?
I think it's been a couple of years.
Wow, that is great.
Yes, I like Rich Thomas Weather, and I like your program's discussion. Well,
Anita, I really appreciate that. Give me your month and day of birth.
10-15.
10-15.
You don't need the year.
I will never ask a lady what year she was born in. My mama raised me smarter than that.
That's good.
Well, Anita, I'm going to put your name in for the drawing for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Have you ever been to Fresh Market?
Yes, I like it.
Oh, it is outstanding. I think if you win this, you will really, really enjoy it. So, Anita, we're going to do the drawing next Wednesday right towards the end of the show, okay?
Okay, what time would that be?
It's usually right at 2:50, 2:55, something like that.
Okay.
And you can always call in and say who won, if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay, Anita?
Right. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, Anita. Thank you for calling me.
All right, you're welcome.
Ta-ta. Bye. Big Bird. Hey, Big Bird. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good, Big Bird.
Yeah, I'm first-time caller today.
Yeah, I was about to say. You can't do that, Big Bird. I know I know you now.
Hey, hook me up for all the drawings, would you?
Okay, I'm going to put you in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. And Big Bird, give me your month and day of birth.
Just October 15th, a long time ago.
October 15th?
October 15th, a long time ago, yeah.
Man, that was the other person's birthday was October 15th, wasn't it? Man, two back-to-back October 15ths.
Well, that's all right. That's a good day.
So, how have you been, Big Bird?
Well, I just got out of the hospital two days ago. So, it's been nice. I spent almost a week in the hospital with this. I had stents put in 1st of December, and then I came down with a community-acquired pneumonia.
Oh, my goodness.
Behind that, they were treating that, and I was doing okay and getting a little better, and then even though I had all my flu shots and everything, the flu bit me and shredded my lungs, and I was in the hospital for like a week, and I'm just now getting out and about. So when people tell you that flu is bad, I'm warning you, stay warm, protect yourself, do everything you can. It's just brutal.
What community gave you your pneumonia?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's what they said. And apparently it's a little harder to treat than some of the other stuff. But it's breaking up now, and I'm doing better. And, you know, I'm walking around with a little oxygen tank and everything for a little while. And,
you have an oxygen tank?
I'm on oxygen, yeah, now. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Big Bird.
It did a lot of damage, but I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be fine.
Okay, my friend, I've got you in for the drawing. I know what would cheer you up is be a winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market.
It would, and the thing on the one thing I wanted to tell you, I think the 702 thing is important, and I wanted to comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know this Steele case where the dossier and all this gaming of the system, the 702, mm-hmm. for political and I mean, they've literally have weaponized, they've taken that 702 program and weaponized it for political purposes, which they said wasn't ever supposed to happen, but it did. And I think if they renew this thing, they need to make some modifications about, you know, people that are caught gaming the system and all that kind of stuff. They need to put some penalties on it, like 25 to life and $1 million fine on the first offense. And they need, you know, when they do this, they need to take these politicians that pull that kind of stuff, and they need to lock them down, put them in prison, take everything they've got, and never let them see the light of day again. Because the sanctity of the privacy of the, you know, the people in this country, You know, they're undermining our freedoms and taking away our rights, and we need to put penalties on that kind of stuff that is so brutal that they will never, ever allow this kind of thing to happen again,
Big Bird, it's interesting that you said that, because I had a discussion with someone last night about this very subject, and this is, they tutored me on this. They said, right now, under existing law, if Strzok or Aura or any of these, the chief counsel, if any of these people abuse that, they will go to jail under existing law for misrepresenting a material fact to a FISA court. And they said they will go to jail for that.
And yes, that's true. But if they're not going to go to jail for the rest of their lives and lose everything they've got, the price isn't high enough, and it needs to be a little bit tougher penalty.
Well, I'm not sure how long. They were making it sound like it was some serious, it was like a, you know, 10-year per incident type thing. Yeah. But they were kind of going that the proof is going to be in this. And the person kind of tutored me on this and said, look, if the system actually works the way it's supposed to and it's not jimmied, then what should happen is the inspector general should come with cause, then they should take this to a grand jury, and these agents and members of the DOJ should be brought to court and then tried and then found guilty and go to jail. And that will do more to straighten out the system than anything that's happened in decades and decades and decades. This is a former very high up DOJ person.
Well, I'm all for them doing that, but whatever the penalty is, it's not mean enough. It needs to really, really have some serious teeth in it.
So you're talking about lynching right out in the courtyard of DOJ, huh?
Well, you know, burning at the stake, public lynchings, maybe a little bit too much, but I think you know, taking everything they've got, breaking their back financially, and locking them up for a minimum of 25 years on the first offense, I think that will make it that bad or worse. Just from the standpoint that, you know, the penalty should be so brutal that they will never, ever even think about it. The penalty should be so severe that they realize that their life is over if they do that and get caught.
Big Bird, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate you. I'm glad that you're feeling better, my friend.
I am. Take care, brother, and have a good day.
Yeah. You too. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
We lose freedom here. There's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
The Dan Morris Show. 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Thursday.
On the crest of a wave, it's like magic. Oh, rolling and riding.
Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing tomorrow. Not a lot of people in on this. Let's continue with Jason Politano. He's going to be talking about more on 702 here.
I know the House Freedom Caucus doesn't like this whole program because so many Americans are targeted, whether we know it or not. But for them, for the White House to be behind the part that will open more Americans up, that's surprising for the administration because it was the FISA and essentially this whole program that got Donald Trump in trouble with the Russian his fault.
In my column this morning at FoxNews.com and elsewhere, I did my best to explain the history of this and why it's against the Constitution. And at the end, I said, I'm scratching my head. I don't understand why Donald Trump is in favor of this. His woes began with unlawful foreign surveillance and unconstitutional domestic surveillance of him before he was the president of the United States. And now he wants to institutionalize this. Mr. President, this is not the way to go. Spying is valid to find the foreign agents among us, but it's got to be based on suspicion and not an area code.
And Judge, it's got to be based on fact. Our lead story today was about how apparently that dirty dossier filled with stuff that was just made up apparently was used in part to get a FISA warrant to spy on President Trump, then candidate Trump, and all of his people.
Because they knew that the court is issuing these warrants and it shouldn't be. I don't know where this is going to go. Senator Rand Paul says he's going to filibuster it. That's going to depend on
and you would support
how long he can stand in the well of the Senate. There are Democrats who oppose it, liberal Democrats, and there are libertarian Republicans who oppose it. We'll see what happens.
The great thing is that you have a whole group of conservative, Mo Brooks being one of them,
yes,
that didn't want to get this thing done. Remember, we had Mo in the studio asking about this, and also Bradley Byrne. And I think the conservatives have got it right. And I love the fact that you've got libertarian conservative and liberal civil rights advocates out there who are from both ends of the spectrum who are coming together in this. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, how are you?
I am really good. How are you today?
I'm good. You may have already covered this. I've just gotten in the car for lunch. I am so confused with what is going on in Washington, even more now than ever. Every day you're hearing about their retirement. They're not running again, the Republicans.
Right.
Is this a concerted effort to let the Dems come in and fight Trump? What is going? Why aren't these people running? I mean, aren't we worth being up there? And I'm giving the, you know, the quotation mark, fighting for us.
Let me answer that question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. They're now all of a sudden just giving up and running home and letting the Dems come in.
No, well, here's the problem: is a lot of these people that are not running, a bunch of them are seeking a higher office. That's number one. And the media doesn't tell you that, but it's still an appreciable amount of people in the 20s that are not running for re-election and not running for anything else. The reason that's happening, Daryl Issa is kind of the quintessential person for this. He was going to get whipped. He had a very tight election in 2016, but he was going to lose in 2018. It just wasn't going to work for him. And so he decided not to run because he didn't want to be a loser, go out as a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were like that. A lot of them, particularly if they were kind of obstructionist, stand in your way, rhino Republicans, that person was going to have a hard time. If you're a conservative, you know, you don't have to really worry about anything. Bradley Byrne doesn't have to worry about anything. Martha Roby does have to kind of worry about something because of who she's running against. But Mo Brooks doesn't have to worry about anything.
So we shouldn't be scared that they're all going to be replaced with them.
One reason they're not running is that they have a high likelihood of losing. The problem is the person who is going to be their nominee, will they have a high possibility of winning? And that there's a lot that has to be behind that. Number one, do they have the money? Number two, do they have the name ID?
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, right? Excuse me for interrupting you, Ashley. But right now, from the last thing I've seen from Opinion Dynamic Research, is that Republicans will probably lose somewhere where it is right now, about 16 seats in the House. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I just thought in this day and time, you can't tell a Republican from a Democrat, and maybe they would rather see a Democrat come in, and they're just going to let them come on in and get out of their way.
Yeah, that really isn't the case. The case is much more of a, if they didn't want to get whooped or they're running for a higher office.
Okay. Well, thank you. That makes me feel better.
I'm glad, Ashley. Enjoy. Where are you going for lunch?
Zaxby's,
huh? What are you going to get, the salad or the chicken?
The salad.
Oh, I love it. Which one?
The fried chicken house salad.
Oh, the one over on Soda Road, or which one?
No, Atlanta Highway.
Atlanta Highway.
One of my go-to restaurants all the time.
I love Zaxby's, but I've never been able to finish one of those salads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a twofer.
Yeah, and you got to separate everything to keep it where the lettuce doesn't get soggy. But I love that place. That place. Ashley, you have a great lunch, my dear.
Okay, y'all too.
Bye. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
We asked Trump what he valued more, security or the Bill of Rights.
I have always come down on the side of security. To me, it's the most important.
Even if it means doing something to encroach on the Bill of Rights.
I hate it. I hate the concept of it. But we're dealing with some very, very bad dudes.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. It's magic.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury infinity, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The House votes to renew a government spying program President Trump was tweeting about this morning, once complaining about it, later praising it.
The president claimed FISA Section 702 was used to snoop on his campaign, but later sent a tweet appearing to support the spying program, saying, "We need it, get smart."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the vote was 256 to 164. The Senate has to vote next. Missouri's governor admits cheating on his wife, but denies threatening to release naked pictures of the other woman.
Governor Eric Greitens and his wife releasing a joint statement, confirming a report that he had an affair in 2015 with his former hairdresser, but denying allegations Greitens blackmailed the woman in an effort to keep her quiet. Sheena Greitens calls the affair a deeply personal mistake, adding that it was dealt with honestly and privately.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. One more spring-like day before the Arctic Express rolls back into town soon. Today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight and tomorrow through midday. High tomorrow in the 50s during the morning, then 44 by the afternoon as temperatures fall and it becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night, overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high 44, but the winds make it seem colder. 24 Sunday morning and Sunday's high barely in the low 40s. With all these weather changes, our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Down around the corner, 272-9228, that's where we are. Man, north of here, it's going to snow like crazy. Somebody just told me up in Nashville, they may get 6 inches of snow up there. Let's go to our good friend, the one and only, the man who now loves and adores Corona, Rich.
It took me 2 days to get over that. Oh, bless your heart.
This too shall pass, as they say.
I tell you what, your poor body doesn't know what you're putting it through.
Oh, come
that's a nasty beer, God.
Come on. What's on your mind today, Rich?
First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to the Ritz in Paris. I understand they're having trouble with people robbing them, but you know, I mean, that's my namesake. I thought I'd give a shout out to him.
Well, now who is it again?
The Ritz in Paris had armed robbers come in.
The Ritz. That's what I thought you said. I was going. And then you said my namesake. I didn't know.
My namesake.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I called is I've got heartburn with them being able to capture all that data and everything. I do understand the security issues, but until they do something to address these bureaucrats who want to become double knot spies,
mm-hmm.
and try to change the elections and stuff like that, they need to leave that alone. They're going to have to address all these problems that we've had with it since it's been implemented before they, you know, go on and claim that, you know, security at all costs. Right. I'll go for that.
We're totally with you on that. Anything, you know, men are not angels, and you get bad guys, and you get a bad guy using something like that with the wrong purpose, you can have some really bad results. And I think we'd had that in the last 8 years.
Sure. And if you look back and reflect on what's happened since Donald Trump is elected, these people that we're dealing with on the other side of sanity, these people are crazy. And they are so sure that what they're doing is
good for the country. Right.
Well, they think they're saving the country. They've got some idea in their head that if they don't do something and to keep the right out of office or conservatives out of office, that this country will absolutely collapse under the weight of what the conservatives will do to it. They're that insane. I mean, they're even willing to go as far as, you know, commit violence and break laws and steal and our information and try to use it against us. And lie. Lying means nothing to them. There's no honor amongst these folks. It's to remain in power at all costs. And these are dangerous people. And we have to address these issues. And they have to be dealt with severely. I mean, we need to hang them out to dry to discourage other people, because that's what laws are supposed to be for. They're supposed to be to discourage people from breaking the law. Not only punishment, but also to discourage people from breaking the law.
You know, one thing I learned in Washington, D.C. is that people do some really, really bad things because they think they're doing something for the greater good. And whether you study Hitler or Mussolini or any, you know, Pol Pot, any of these folks, Mao, is they think they're doing it for a higher cause and for a better reasoning. Usually has to do with country or God.
Yeah.
And with the end of, whether it's Ali North, who was a friend of mine, they think there's a greater good, and they end up bending or breaking laws to do it.
Well, I think the folks on the left, I don't think anybody's ever accused them of doing things for God. That's a noble thought, but I wouldn't accuse them of that. But I think that these people are out of control, and we need to reel them in while we're in power. There needs to be laws put in effect to deal with, getting information to use it against folks. It's supposed to be private. We also need to clean up our election laws. We need to standardize them, especially with federal elections. And I think if you deal with federal elections, you know, the local and state elections will follow suit because it's easier to do than have different standards for one election over the other. But we need to make sure that there are standards as far as voter registration, voter laws, and maintaining records as far as, who's eligible to vote. And we can't have people, you know, from state to state going around and letting hardened criminals vote in elections when really they don't deserve to be deciding who runs our country. They can't even take care of their own life.
Interesting. So when a governor does a full blanket pardon or something for folks that have been let out of jail, you think a federal law should supersede that?
Well, when it comes to certain violations of law? I think so. I think if somebody is proven, I mean, I believe in redemption, Dan, but, mm-hmm. you know, there are some people that are just out and out evil. I don't think anybody that's a murderer ought to be able to be allowed to vote. I just don't.
Okay. I'm not sure how you standardize that, though, and take that authority away from a state.
Well, like I said, it will be only, they can only impose it on federal elections, wouldn't you think?
I'm not sure, because of the way our election, and this gets down to the Electoral College, the way our federal elections are done is actually all done within the state itself. And people think of federal elections as national, and it's really a composite of states that are doing elections that are all the federal pieces of that, whether it's U.S. Senate, Congress, or President of the United States. It's all restricted to the state level.
Well, don't you have any concern about, you know, California's allowing illegal aliens to affect their elections? I mean, that's why they're hiding the
voter rolls?
Voting records.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they hide voting records if they had nothing to hide? So
I'm very concerned about that, particularly when it comes down to the Electoral College and the discrepancy of votes that Hillary Clinton got compared to Donald Trump got. When you look at the almost 3 million votes that she beat him by, most of those are in New York and California.
Right. And they have a high immigrant population.
Oh, absolutely. And I think they have a high illegal alien population that is voting.
So don't you think that needs to be addressed?
I think it does, but then again, which was happened is that is the determination of the state for those electoral votes that happened there. And, I'm not sure how the federal government steps in to that.
Well, there has to be something to deal with illegal activity of states. I mean, it's determining who leaves our country.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Now you could go in and change, you could change funding and some things like that. I mean, what needs to happen is somebody needs to, you know, belly up to the bar and do a lawsuit locally in California to sue them for the disbandment of vote. So in other words, if you are canceling my vote out with someone that you know is illegally voting, then you just took my vote away from me. And that has been an argument that has won several times. So, but who's got the you-know-what to go do that in California?
Yeah, well, we need to send us a pit bulldog lawyer to California, fund that, and get him established a residency so he can have a reason or what do they call that, to be able to file a lawsuit. I can't think right now. That corona's
standing?
Still messing
they
me
have
up.
Standing?
Yeah, standing. Yeah, that yeah. Corona's messed me up.
See, it makes me sharper, messes you up, huh?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, send somebody over has some standing, and maybe that'll, you know, that's not a bad idea if you think about it. You know, conservative groups, liberals do it all the time. Look at them affecting everything Donald Trump does. They drag them through the court system.
Oh, absolutely. And they do it out in the 13th Circuit, and it goes up the food chain. It has to go to the Supreme Court to get rectified.
Yeah, conservative groups need to give them some of their own medicine and start suing some of these governors like, Jerry Brown, that are, pretty flippant when it comes to application of law.
Yeah, but you have to go through a court that's going to be a liberal court there, all the way up to
Well, they have some conservatives, don't they, court?
You would have to sue in Orange County, I guess. That's
really?
Not the one of the most conservative counties, or used to be. I haven't been there in a long time, but it used to be very conservative. They loved Ronald Reagan there, I can tell you that, in 1980 and 84.
Must be all that vitamin C in them oranges.
It said the corona. Chris, I always enjoy talking to you, my friend. Your little namesake got robbed. You take care. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show, we'll be back right after this.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've seen it before, it happens all the time.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 272-9228, that's where we are. This next part of Jesse Napolitano is interesting. And basically, Uma Abedin and the Wiener himself, who's in jail, buns out, they're not going to get a divorce.
Mm.
They're going to stay married. And there may be a reason for that. So let's listen to Judge Napolitano talk about the potential here.
One other story that is making news, and that is that apparently Huma and Anthony Weiner are calling off their divorce. They're putting it on hold. And
Tell me they're reconciling.
No. They say for the privacy of the child and stuff like that. I had a lawyer send me something yesterday and wondered whether or not they were calling off the divorce for spousal testimony privilege
if she were
indicted.
If she is indicted, she can prevent him from testifying against her so long as they are married, correct. Now, that may be a legal reason for it. They may have practical reasons for it. I don't know where he's in jail, but he's in jail. You can't really manage your litigation while you're in jail.
Not testifying against his spouse.
Wait, so they're staying together not for what Al Green's singing about, but legal reasons? That's the strength of, you know, the bedrock of a healthy marriage.
I'll never forget that HBO special where he's sitting there talking to the board and she's just throwing her eyes and head back. Man.
Staring daggers right at his heart. Oh, man. Or maybe somewhere else.
This guy was so off the chain and so his ego was so huge. This thing is absolutely amazing.
It is, and it's one of the weirdest couples. I almost feel bad for her. She's the one who made that bed, but I didn't mean it that way. But
so to speak.
Yeah, she's the one who got herself into this, but wow, what a mess. What a hot mess.
Really. And this whole thing, we're going to get into more of the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff here that... and the dossiers and different things like this. This is really kind of coming to pass on the dossier. People are going with the story that, and I'm going to have Sarah Carter, who now is a Fox News contributor, by the way. She's moved up the, she's not just with Cairo, she's moved up the chain substantially. Let's go to David first. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Wait a minute. The Wieners are staying married.
The Wieners are together.
Kind of love.
That's love, baby. That's love. Hey, it was good seeing you.
Yeah, it was good talking to you. Hey, you know, if that isn't the epitome of a Washington political marriage, I don't know what is, other than Bill and Hillary.
Yeah, that's a marriage that's staying as a convenience and now for a legal convenience.
That's like, I knew two people, and this is like, you know, 20-something years ago, both very successful financially, you know, professional people, who just utterly despised one another, but stayed together because neither one of them wanted to lose the money or the social status of getting a divorce.
I knew a couple like that. And matter of fact, I won't mention their names out of respect, but someone asked the guy, said, what type of work do you do? He said, my job is I wake up every morning next to Mrs. XYZ out there, because she had some pretty deep pockets here in Montgomery. Came from a very deep pocket family.
Yeah. You can't beat true love.
Yeah, you can. Especially at Bankhead Avenue address. Yeah,
exactly. So, hey, I may have known those people.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. You may be doing their yard.
I do a lot of business on Bankhead. Well, anyway, you guys take care.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you an awful lot. Good seeing you. Yeah, we're going to get into, we've got some guests coming in on the Elmore County. It's reconsidering their limited self-governance. And Shanna Chamblee, who's been a great friend of the show, been on several times, has run for office, she's going to drop by. She was really kind of the main force behind this, and very proud of her for getting this thing done. She kind of gave me a sneak preview of it last week, and it finally came to pass in the meeting that they had Tuesday, and this is going to be on the ballot, and they're going to, you know, look at taking it down. And I think that's a good thing. We knew as soon as they did it, an expansion of government isn't a good thing. It's a bad thing. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. We'll be right back.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
WACV Cusada.